something that's just what you want it to be.
Welcome back, Medicine Wheel of Music. That little bit of Waylon Jennings. Oof. I've always been crazy. Also had a little bit of Mel McDaniel and Hank Williams Jr. kicking things off there. With a little bit of Big Mamoo.
Big Mamoo.
Mamoo. Mama. Anyways, dedicated to my pops.
The Duke.
Appreciate ya. All right, let's get to it. 11:02. And yeah, you know what that means. Oof.
Time to get sultry.
All right.
Time to get wet.
Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
Whether you like it or not, this is the weather coming at you right here, right now. Right now. All right.
Brought to you.
Of course. How can I be so rude? Brought to you by none other than our number one sponsor here at the Medicine Wheel of Music, Goblin Energy Drink.
Get one in you now.
Goblin, do you want iron bones? Then drink a Goblin Energy Drink and go Goblin mode.
So you just turn into, like, Wolverine, then? Adamantium?
I had to play two riffs.
Yeah, you got...
That's what they asked. They say, play two riffs
next
time.
Yeah, two of them.
I said, fine.
Well, you're done.
Also, today brought to you by World Wrestling Lubrication, WWL. If you want to settle the score or get the number one lubrication... to settle your scores and... World Wrestling Lubrication. Also brought to you by Cock Socks. Socks for your cocks. It's for your meat, not just your feet.
Mm. All right.
Cock Socks. All right.
All right.
A lot of sponsors to take care of today. We are getting paid, my friends. Yellow warning. Freezing rain.
Let's go.
For everyone in the Winnipeg, Manitoba, I just want to let everyone know there is a warning for freezing rain, so be cautious on the roads, please. Oh my gosh. The other day where it was so icy in the morning, so much
brutal
traffic backed up. Just destruction everywhere, I remember.
Yeah.
It was insane. Today, freezing rain or snow ending this afternoon and clearing. High of minus one. Wind chill minus 14 this morning with a minus six this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus five with a wind chill minus 11. Monday, we got mainly cloudy with a high of plus one with a wind chill minus 11 in the morning. In the nighttime, we got cloudy, 60% chance of showers with a low of minus one. Tuesday, cloudy, 40% chance of flurries with a high of minus two and a low of minus 15.
Oh, that's a wild swing.
Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus six, periods of snow at the nighttime with a low of minus seven. Thursday, snow in the sky, come on down with a high of minus four, 60% chance of more flurries in the nighttime with a low of minus 14. Friday, mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 14 and a low of minus 18. And Saturday, we got a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 14. So, not looking great. Looks like Tuesday is the best day for it. Oh, high of minus 2.
Yay.
That's good. I'll take it.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Huh? That's my Bert. That's my Bill Burr. Yeah, what? What? Snow.
Exasperated.
Snow. What? Snow.
All right. The ladies.
Saudi Arabia.
minus 8 with the wind chill. It's minus 15 right now. It's 11:06, and that has been your weather, whether you like it or not.
Yes. Probably no one on that phone.
Cut your hair.
I was gonna say,
I was gonna say, take your grandma's jeans off.
Yeah.
Hey, are we on the air?
Welcome back.
We're on the air.
Ah, great.
Yeah, we just finished a little bit of the weather, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Cracking another goblin.
Gobbers. Gobstoppers.
Pack a couple more pillows, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, I've been known to double pill.
It's a sleepover. It's a sleepover.
The bunk bed.
Yeah. And all my teeth are invited.
Okay. All right.
Okay, trees.
Trees. Nope. Yeah, you know what? Dust doesn't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
Oh, come on.
He brought something up this morning.
What'd you bring up?
It was interesting. I've never heard about
like
it.
Fools.
No.
We said.
I want to search it up.
Here
I want
to
search it up.
What did he say?
All right, Dust. Speak into the mic clearly and loudly. And don't forget to enunciate.
All the big mountains in the world were once huge trees. And they were cut down by the gods, okay?
Mm. All right.
That's what you're saying? That's your theory?
Wait, you never heard of that, Dill?
Of course not. That's absolute ludicrous.
So what do you know about it, Tom?
So I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm like the expert on these things, but I have seen the videos I've watched on YouTube of this stuff.
Okay, roll back up quick. I just want to show you what AI says.
This is what AI says, and this is AI doesn't really know.
You're going to believe Big Google?
Exactly.
AI who knows everything says no. Big mountains were not trees. God, it's a popular conspiracy theory and misconception.
Yeah. But mountains are formed by geological processes like tectonic uplift and erosion. Yeah.
Like tectonic plates.
Yes. Well, some look similar to giant tree stumps due to weathering.
But that's not listening to robots. What do they really know? Yeah, they don't even have a soul.
So...
What?
You're on the fence.
So back...
Conspiracini is on the fence.
No. I'm not saying I'm on the fence, but... I do like to know about things that are different, you know what I mean? That are against the grain, if you will.
And yeah, speaking, of course. You got to hear two sides of the story.
Speaking of trees, against the grain.
Why do mountains have rings then? Huh?
Rings?
So
look from above. You'll see the rings.
So back in the day, or not back in the day, but like
yesterday.
Thousands and thousands of years ago.
Well, that's back in the day.
You know how they you hear about like, you know, giants living in the world.
Yeah.
And
a lot bigger.
A lot. The theory is that because the world's oxygen was a lot more concentrated because the atmosphere was a little bit more thicker.
Okay.
So when you have a little bit more oxygen rich atmosphere, things, you know, are able to intake a little bit better into the cells.
Nostrils were bigger.
Things are allowed to, you know, grow bigger.
Okay. Yeah,
And that's why there's, you know, skeletons, you know, of giants.
Are you saying they're no longer alive because the trees got cut down? Because they created
there you
so
go.
Much oxygen.
That's possible.
And they're so tall.
Oh, wait a second. Dustin might have been.
I'm cooking.
Yay.
I'm cooking.
Yeah,
so
you
once
are,
that
man.
Last tree fell, the giants just.
Yeah.
Just shrunk.
But also the giant theory also is that they're also Nephilim. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that term before.
Yeah, obviously.
I've looked that up on.
So the Nephilim are a breed of between angels and men.
True.
And so that they're the children of those of that breeding, and possibly that's where all the gods of, like, you know, the Greeks and all that, Hercules
Zeus.
And Zeus and all, that's where that possibly all came from.
Poseidon.
Hmm. Possibly maybe that's where all the big trees went.
Right. Yes.
Maybe they knocked them down. You know. Who knows?
Interesting, man. Interesting.
But they do look similar. I'm not going to say that those the Devil's Tower is like the one that's most brought up.
Getting in there. Dust.
It looks similar to what a stump would look like if it was fossilized.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But I'm not going to say that it actually is or not, you know? So
convince him.
So this right here is the Devil's Tower National Monument, guys.
That looks like a tree stump.
It looks like a tree stump.
That's weird.
Explore the
That's suspicious.
Wyoming National Reserve in Wyoming. So it's basically just a mountain that looks like the stump of a tree because it has those lines and everything.
Tectonic plate shifting sure made that big, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
All right. So how big were the chainsaws they used to cut down said trees?
Yeah. How do you do that? Is that with a hand?
Huh?
Yeah. Was it chopping down like Jimi Hendrix?
Well, I chop it down
with the edge of my
Okay.
Guys are making fun of me. Quit making fun of me.
Interesting thing about that Devil's Tower thing is that it's
how big were these giants?
It says that it's made through tectonic plates moving. Elias. But then where are the rest of them in that area?
Should there be dozens?
How come there's only just one?
Shouldn't
just
new mountains be coming? Right?
Yeah.
So we just started and stomped the theory.
I'm not going to say that what we what they tell us
is the truth.
It's completely 100% true.
Because that's false.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, a lot of the so-called scientists are all theories. It's all theory themselves.
As well as money.
Yeah, hey.
If they say, hey, we need you to say this instead of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Monsanto could just, you know, pay any bill they want.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
That's right.
Pfizer. You know what I mean?
Is Pfizer behind it?
Pfizer.
Zer? Do I talk to Zer about it?
You might know a
little
something.
Do you think he knows about the mountain trees?
Do we get him to call in right now? I mean, one of his nails look like it's part of that tree. You know what I mean? Same material, if you ask me.
It's made from the Devil's Tower. Now I know the origin. The Devil's Toe.
That thing's shifting, bro. Like the tectonic plates.
It's got its
tectonic. Like, it's just...
Yo, it's going towards the tower. That's what it's trying to find home.
It's got the body of Earthquake.
Oh, no.
The thing just goes towards, man, like the magnetic poles, bro.
Its magnetic pole is pulling it towards the tower.
Actually, did you hear about that, too, about the magnetic poles possibly switching or changing?
Okay. Say that again, Tom?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay, so...
Yes,
pole,
I have.
South Pole, North Pole, they're obviously... They're like the two magnets in the magnetic fields in the planet. Yep. But they haven't always been in that area. And scientists, even the scientists have said this, too.
Scientists. Can you quote-unquote them every time you say scientists?
Oh, so you're a scientist?
Yeah.
Have said that even they change... every 100,000 whatever years, right? So apparently we're in the process of it kind of
shifting,
starting to move a little bit.
Okay.
And when that happens, cataclysmic events happen on the planet. And that's how the human race kind of resets over again.
Dude, I seen this documentary.
Yeah,
it's called More Poles Than Holes.
Oh!
Dude.
Let's go!
I have seen that.
It's great.
Didn't see a single scientist in that one, though.
There's a guy in a lab coat.
Yeah.
Didn't wear it for very long.
Just a lab coat.
Johnny Sins.
Just a lab coat. And then things got crazy.
Santa shows up.
Talking.
With his candy cane.
I saw his Devil's Tower, buddy.
Talking Bunsen burners, speakers.
Talking bag of goodies.
Dude, this is all a trip.
Talking
we can't
naughty
say
list.
It's factual,
nope.
But we can't say it's not true.
Yeah, if you have an answer, don't call in.
Have they proved that these aren't true? You know
what
I mean?
How about that?
Yeah, get the scientists on that.
Other than saying, oh yeah, you know, it's not. Come on now, you're gonna believe that? Come on.
That's very convincing. Do it again.
Oh, You're gonna believe that's a tree?
Just go blow it off like you're so stupid.
Go to Harvard.
Very condescending.
No. Go to Oxford. Like, nah.
Go to Yale with the skull and bones.
Yes,
man. Get the real answers.
Dude, actually, I watched this. So when back in like 2011, 2010, I watched this documentary. It's called Conspiratus.
Ooh.
And it involves like aliens within the government and all that kind of stuff.
100 lizard people, maybe?
Lizard people, possibly.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it also mentions how, like, you know, all the politicians like John Kerry, George Bush, all these people.
Yeah, the Bushes are in it.
They're all just puppets.
Yep.
100%. For these demonic entities that are within the government.
Well, if you think about it, look at what AI is doing. They're taking us out of jobs. They're replacing us. Mm-hmm. They say they want to have a less of a carbon footprint is what the goal is for climate change. You know what we are? We're carbon-based life forms.
Yeah.
They're basically saying we want less carbon on this earth. We are made of carbon.
Depopulation.
They want us gone. They want us gone. And Timbaland likes AI artists. Yeah. So Timbaland could just be another lizard person.
Lizard people? Wizard people.
Maybe we should play some Timbaland. And
what about Lizzo, though, man? That's...
Dude, Lizzo? It's staring us right in the face.
That's not a lizard person. That's like a hippo person.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. She's quite big.
Very robust. Why we love them.
She eats a lot of lizards. Lots of them.
I love the hippo people.
I love
hippo people vote.
They're tremendous.
I've done a lot for the hippo people.
Just ask them. They love me. They go, Trump, we adore you. Thanks for all the leaves.
What do hippos eat? I've seen them eat like a full watermelon,
in the wild.
Toss like a huge watermelon, like, you know, not those ones that are rubber now that are GMO made, you know, online.
Fake
but like
food.
The real ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like those talking two big melons. Oh. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'm a hippo person.
Juicy, you know what I mean? I'm just two juicy melons. Toss them in the hippo.
I've been known to mow down on a couple of melons myself.
Whoa, whoa. We are doing
is what? Oh, okay.
Is that why? Why are you gay?
Even though they didn't succeed in getting me filled with the Holy Ghost, I received for myself. This is what was happening. Listen, when they came for the Holy Ghost, people were there.
Listen, and
sorry,
learn.
Sir, please sit. Don't worry. So people were there. God, the first person say receive.
Oh,
you
know what,
dude? I said, no, wow.
Oh, no. I was gonna tie this in with lizard people.
Nothing was happening to me. Maybe there are some of you. You are like me.
And how's that going for you?
Is this Akon?
Brother, are you ready?
This guy here.
He's drunk as a badger.
All right.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
That's cold.
You ain't got the Holy Ghost, you got the devil in you. And when I count to three, everybody stand and speak. One, and everybody just get set. Two. Three. You're filled with the devil out of hell.
Amen.
I was trying to find some tongues clips.
Like, isn't that just like
but that first one was really?
Oh my god!
Isn't that just like one of those like the comedians humming, like,
the humming guy?
Yeah,
humming.
Norton.
All I'm saying is tongues could be what the lizard people speak. I mean, we don't even know. Is it directly related to religion? I don't know why or what or how. Or
it is like a Christian thing, evangelist thing. Speaking in tongues.
Angels and demons, man. Constantine, man. Wasn't he half god, half angel? Doesn't that tie into everything?
Are you talking about...
Wait a second, what?
Keanu Reeves,
bro?
Yeah, no, Constantine.
Humming.
He smoked.
Yeah, I think some people are just trying to make fun of it.
Dude, what about the pack yesterday? Just blowing it.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know?
Yeah. All right. We'll get to a little bit of the pack in a second. Let's get to a little more music real quick.
Yeah.
A little bit of Morgan Tony. Heal the Divide is the album that we were playing today. We're going to sneak in a couple of our classic tracks.
Yeah. Extra sneaky.
Right on. And let's continue with the show, and then we'll be back in a little bit. But first, before I go just a couple words from some of the volunteers here at the studio. And then we'll play some more music. So stick around.
Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hello, this is John Iverson. For heartfelt music at its finest, tune in every Sunday morning from 8 until 10 to Shades of Classics, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, campus and community radio.
You know, sometimes you just got to hear something more than once. Well, you're in luck. Groundswell Radio is on CKUW 2 p.m. on Mondays, then again the following Sunday at 4 p.m. The best new concert music from Winnipeg and around the world. Right here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sir, please hold my reservation. There's no place I'd rather be. Gotta reach my destination. Oh, no, my, you gotta hold on me. Down the Escassoni, let me tell you what I saw. Meet the fog of Gold Highland, people dance to Gojiwa. This song ran out for miles, you can hear them in Castle Bay. They are proud of who they are, yes, it's true what people say. Peace of me will never leave, when I'm on, you gotta hold.
Turning every head in the room. They'll leave you thinking that chance, then they'll be gone after that first dance. Don't you let them fool your eyes. They're more cowboy than most guys. There ain't nothing that a cowgirl can do. Don't get me wrong, I don't believe in types, but girls like that will make me walk the line. They ain't afraid to take a swing, never turns down a drain. Must be something about cowgirls. You think you got them all figured out till they break in two and knock you to the ground. With that crooked little grin, they'll be reeling you in. It's just something about cowgirls. There's just something about cowgirls.
Friends to help me now. my face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I meet you on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Welcome back to Medicine Wheel of Music. That was a little bit of Whiskey by the Tijon Street Corner Thieves.
That
got everyone going over here.
Yeah, a different zone.
We were speaking in tongues.
Ooh, we were, yeah. We were tonguing something.
What?
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not tear a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
A woman.
Dude, how come you got that recording of me last week at church, bro?
I'm not gay anymore.
I will not carry your purse. Like, what?
I'm going to put on makeup. That man was saved, okay?
Like, I was preaching, bro. You know what I mean?
I'm delivered.
I will love a woman.
Dude, as soon as you said tongue and I had to play that.
Yeah, like, I just thought of that right away.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
He's delivered.
That dude, he, like, that first line just hits, bro, when he's
delivered.
Says it. And then the guy with the drums, he just.
The band starts going.
Yeah, man.
They know they're onto something. They're like, this guy's got something going right now. Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
What? Oh. What's going on? Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
I refuse.
That's probably our cousin Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Did you give her a shout out yet?
Not yet.
Then don't, because I don't want to either.
You know what? You do it.
No,
you do it.
No,
I don't
want
to
do
it. Hi. Shout out to all my family members but Jasmine Ducharme.
Yeah. I want to thank everyone for listening.
I must say hello to just Jasmine Ducharme.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a kiss ass, we'll say. Yeah, shout out to her boyfriend, Mike, who, you know, calmed her down a little bit. Thank you very much for that. She's a little bit of a wild card, and he's a great guy. Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike. This little clip here, I mean, that's been viral for so long now, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen that thing plenty of times. It's just funny whenever I come across it, the I'm not gay anymore thing.
That was
of course, it's okay to be gay.
Dude, that was Caleb Williams, right? That was
Caleb?
Saying that?
Yeah, definitely was. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who this is, man, all right? His mouth says one thing, his shirt and bow tie say another.
He did
one of the comments here.
He, like, delivered something, though, yesterday.
Yeah.
Just a hell of a performance.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Caleb Williams real quick, all right?
Whatever,
Dustin,
make
you
it
set
quick.
This one out for a half second, okay? Because football...
Now, Dustin knows football.
He knows ball, dude. Come on now.
Dustin, let's let Dustin talk about the game yesterday.
What happened last night, Dustin?
Oh, Urlacher.
Favre got put in.
Yeah, he did.
And he's done. He's done. All right, yeah.
All right, thanks for coming, Dust.
You got like six words in there.
Favre.
Yeah,
Bert Favre.
That didn't happen, man.
Dude, honestly, my favorite memory of Brett Favre is when he was with Minnesota there. Like that first season there.
There was that one touchdown he threw to Greg Lewis with no time left against the Niners that made me believe. I was like, what's the big deal about Brett Favre? And no time left, back of the end zone, ropes, touchdown. And I just went, I get it.
Dude,
it was the first time ever. I was just like, I get it.
I literally go back to that play like probably like twice a year, man.
Yeah?
Like every year. Like I'll go back to him like that's got to be one of the best throws I've ever seen, man.
You know what I go back to like maybe I'd say maybe once a year is the Paul Kariya hit from Scott Stevens in the playoffs in game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals and then he comes back like
wins it.
10 minutes later and the announcers are like I thought he was done for the playoffs cuz he gets hit so hard he's sleeping his visor's fogging up. While he's out, because it's like, yeah, he's clinging to life, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Comes back, comes over the blue, clapper, upstairs. Yeah! I was like, dude, chills.
I wonder if you, like, were to ask him today, because I don't...
He says he doesn't remember, like, 3 days after.
I was gonna say, he probably doesn't remember any of that happening.
That's insane. Smelling salts.
That's all it takes.
What's in the salts, man?
I don't know, man, but it really puts a pep in people's
step. Should we smoke
some?
We should at least put some up in our upper lip. Is that how it works?
I wonder what that stuff smells like.
Man. Hoop it. Let's hoop some salts.
Hoop and salts. Dustin, Caleb Williams put on a heck of a show yesterday. What do you think about Caleb Williams?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know.
So what do you think?
He played football.
Jay Jacobs really had a heck of a game. And Jay Love threw so well for 323 yards, I believe.
Yeah.
What was his touchdown interceptions?
Oh, you know, zero interceptions. He had a hell of a game.
Yeah. J-Love.
So they didn't lose because of him.
Nice.
No, they lost because of...
the defense.
Golden probably wasn't out there.
Golden got his first touchdown of his life yesterday.
Like Golden Tate?
Oh.
Matthew Golden.
Jay Reed, you know.
Jaden Reed, yeah, he played all right.
Okay.
Matthew Golden.
Excellent. No, that's excellent.
Yeah, they're great analysis.
That's great, Dust.
Matthew, yeah. Matthew Golden, by the way, Longhorns product.
Go Horns.
Yeah. Go Horns.
Go Horns.
JBL, I would say.
Horns up.
Horns up.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch any of the games yesterday, to be honest. I watched highlights here and there, but for the most part, it looked like Caleb Williams, one of the last plays of the game, for what I understand.
Like a minute left or something.
A minute left, off his back foot, throwing opposite him, goes to Adunze on the sideline. Heck of a catch.
End of the day, the Packers kicker couldn't hit a field goal to save his life. He hits one, they froze him. At the end of the half, he hits a 55-yarder. It doesn't count. Then he misses that one. And then he goes back out there in the second half, misses another field goal. Then he misses an extra point. And then they lose. They lose by four. That extra point would have been three. They were in field goal range. They would have kicked that field goal, went to overtime. Anything could happen. But the field goal kicker messed up, and the Bears are who we thought they were. Now, if you guys want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Okay, all right, all right.
But the Bears.
All right, okay.
All right.
All right. Who's all right. The Packers kicker? Is it Prater?
No, it is.
Crosby.
No, it's that moron McManus.
Ah, McManus.
Brandon McManus.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, I caught like the first like quarter of that game, and then I switched over to the Leafs game.
Yeah.
And then when I put the boys down, I went downstairs, you know, threw it on the iPad, and I had the Leafs game on the
the quad box.
And then I seen that they were up like 21-3, like the pack was.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, pack magic again.
That's right, baby, you we're back.
I was like, nah, they struck again, man, because you got the because they were like 9-7-1.
Yeah, and then, backed into the playoffs with their cheek spread. Yeah,
yeah, man, and they had like a lot of injuries in their team and all that stuff. Like, they were just like limping into the playoffs.
No Micah.
And so I was thinking, oh yeah, the 21-3. Of course, the magic is back again, man. Because they own the Bears, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Somebody owns the Bears, but he plays for Pittsburgh now.
Yeah,
and we're talking about 12.
Yeah, maybe. True that, true that.
And, I own you.
And then I was just like, oh yeah, of course, the magic, the Packer doing it again, because they seem to always do it against, you know, like my Cowboys.
Yeah,
and now the Bears.
Oh, that was great.
And I was like, yeah, this is gonna happen again.
They
and then this morning I went on TSN app. I just wanted to look at the scores. I was going through the NHL scores, and I just happened to swipe past the NFL one, and I was like, oh, yeah, they won 31-27.
Yeah.
Because I just immediately thought it was the Packs that won.
Yeah.
But then I looked back again. I was like, wait a minute. 31-27, the Bears won?
The Bears, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So the Bears. I mean,
I got to say, Jay Love is not him.
I agree. I agree. I mean, he looked good, but they were scheming guys wide open. It was incredible. The coach, LaFleur, 21-3, walking off the field at half. He goes, we got to close out this game. Mm-hmm. He goes, the Bears are really good in the second half. We just got to finish this game. Mm-hmm. And I went, we have to finish this game.
Do you think they fire him?
He's going, this is final year next year, and he might get traded. I mean, Love went out and said he wants him back. So, I don't know. To be honest, dude, the wound's still open, and I don't care.
All right.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm a little bit of a closet Bears fan.
You're a closet something.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna come.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And so, just to watch this happen, I'm not. I don't hate it.
You go back in the closet,
mad,
eh?
But I do like
the big closet
because I'm an NFC North fan. I love all those teams. To me, that's
airplane hanger.
To me, that's football, man. Like that division is all just. Midwestern football, man. I love that football division. But to see the kings of that division finally get taken down, I don't hate it. You know what I mean?
There was another game yesterday.
Yes.
There was another game. Yeah. Rams.
Ram it. Ram it.
Yeah, no, Rams.
That's what they say. Ram it.
Okay. They took on
the Cats, the Panthers.
Oh yeah, I was rooting for the Panthers, man.
That was a good game too, man.
Yeah, you want to see something coming out of Bryce Young? He's been in the league for a while now, and it's just
2 years,
3 years, I think now.
It's got to be three.
Yeah,
does it?
You don't care.
It's got to be. Does it have to be?
It feels like it.
But like, you guys are wrong. It's good to see him.
It's a big hanger.
Like make the playoffs. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Because like.
And at least not go down like getting walloped like 31-10.
Yeah.
Like they had the lead with 35 seconds left before Parkinson did his tight. Oh, dude, dang. That was a catch.
You mean
like,
that was a catch too?
Like Michael
Fox has?
Nope, that's not.
No?
Okay. Nope, wrong.
Was
nope.
Mike Jay there?
No, he wasn't.
Did he catch the ball?
No, I mean, it's the Rams. I mean, the Rams were like one of the top teams in the first half of the season.
Stafford's inevitable.
Yeah. Dude, there was this one throw I seen on TikTok that he made where it's like, The just the angle of where it was, because it was behind the play where you could see Stafford and kind of all his targets, and the throw he makes, it just looks like so, like it's not physically possible for that throw to be made.
He changes his arm, like, yeah, direction,
and like
everything.
The ball kind of like it's thrown, but then it kind of looks like it becomes like a slider football.
It's like Wanted. It's like that movie Wanted when they curve bullets, right?
Yeah, exactly. It looked like it's curved, and I was like, yep. I was like, how the hell did he do that, man?
You got to throw Stafford, your arm. You got to throw your arm at an
Stafford
angle.
Stafford is McAvoy.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe, yeah.
The dust settles.
James McAvoy.
Looks like we have some games today that should
split.
Paint a better picture for the playoffs that are coming up.
Yeah. Three big games.
Three big games. We got the Bills and the Jaguars.
Go Jags.
49ers and the Eagles.
Go. I hate both teams.
And then we got the Chargers and the Patriots.
Take the Chargers, everyone. Everyone take the Chargers. The Pats are frauds.
I don't know about
dude,
that.
Dude, I was just talking to Kojo online about the
that's
game today.
Bad.
And I like to rib him like, our Eagles, buddy, right? Like, we're going all the way, right? But at the end of the day, man, Eagles and Niners, two teams I freaking hate the most,
I don't,
man.
I don't care for either one.
You
of
know
them.
What I mean? I hate those teams. So if a meteor were to come down and just smash
two
link,
teams,
the link right now, man, I wouldn't be against that. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
pretty cheery.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Michael Bay movie coming up. You know what I mean?
Could have done something with that.
Credits roll.
They're like, all right, so these two teams are eliminated, I guess. Yeah. So, I mean,
we can't blame it. So, I mean, all right.
But I want to say, please, too, about the Pats and Chargers.
Yeah.
I want to believe in the Pats. You know what I mean? Because I like the fact that this team, after coming out of the shadows and the dust settling from the Brady and Belichick era, that now there's like this new team coming out of that dust, you know what I mean? Settling with Vrabel
and Drake
May, you know, like it's cool to see that they're actually happening. And I wasn't a fan of them signing Stephon Diggs, especially to that amount of money, like $30 million a year,
because
I don't see him as that type of.
He's not
receiver,
him anymore.
You know what I mean? Because he's a little bit older, right?
Yeah,
so,
right. But he's good.
But
he's good.
They proved me wrong, man. You know what I mean? And
they're one and done today. Chargers going to get him. Harbaugh.
At the end of the day, you have a more experienced team with Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. I think they get it done.
I think Vrabel's going to get them up to play. I mean, I think it's going to be a one-score game either way. But I just think Herbert's been to the playoffs, I think, 5 times in his career. And he's always getting bounced the first round. He doesn't have a win yet.
Yeah.
And Drake May, it's his first game in the playoffs. They faced 3 teams that are in the playoffs this year, the Patriots, and they went 2-2 against them. The Bills, they split 1-1.
Yeah.
So they haven't really been battle tested. They're 14-3. You look at that number, they go, hey, 14-3, they gotta be good. You're beating the Browns. You know, the Patriots lost to the Raiders. And the Raiders had 2 wins all year.
But I mean, like,
maybe three.
You play what's getting in front of
you. 100%. But when they had to face teams that were actually good, they are a 500 club.
One thing, when teams like this, like the Patriots and all that kind of stuff, go on the run, where they win these easier schedules because they were a bottom feeding team for a while. It's kind of interesting to see how they face against the tougher schedule that they're going to get next year.
Yeah,
because they're
you'll
a
14-3
team, and then you'll see
they're 8-9.
Yeah, you'll see exactly who they are, but. I still want to believe that they'll get it done, but I don't know. Harbaugh is such a...
Yeah.
If you ever see any of his pregame speeches, postgame speeches, man, you just want to...
Who got it better than us?
Exactly. Like, oh! You just...
Yeah. Sick.
Come on now.
Sick.
Oh, there was another game on...
Yeah, Niners and Eagles. Niners and Eagles.
No one cares.
No, the
Texans and versus the Rodgerses.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. That one's a Monday nighter, and it's just like... I don't care about that game whatsoever.
At all.
Like, outside of Rodgers, nobody cares.
Exactly. Because Steelers are just like this... I don't know. Like, they're not what the Steelers are these days. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And
they don't give... Yeah, they don't bring anything to the table that... You don't feel anything.
Yeah, and maybe it's the fact that they have, like, a quarterback every other year now, it seems like. Yeah. You know what I mean? They don't have, like, that stability in that position.
Yeah.
Where you get, like, these... You know, Justin Fields or, you know, the Aaron Rodgers.
Well, they're
Rodgers,
trying. They had Russell Wilson there.
Yeah,
exactly. Russell Wilson being there.
You
it's
know,
just like...
Rentals.
It's just like
rentals.
It's not what I know the Steelers to be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's Big Ben, and he's gone.
Yeah.
And he ain't walking through that door.
No.
Okay?
Less.
So now you go with 12. 41, 42 years
41.
Old? Guy's been there.
Done that.
He's done that.
Yeah.
Rogers.
Well, that was my Uber driver the last day, the other day too. Yeah. Been there, done that. I think.
All right, let's play a couple more tracks before we get out of here. Maybe two of them. This is still from the Heal the Divide album by Morgan Toney. This is Flowing Steady. We'll be right back. All right, say our goodbyes.
Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, hear me, for I am young, small, and weak. I need your strength and wisdom, O Great One, not to be superior to my brothers and sisters, but to conquer my greatest enemy, myself. I seek wisdom, the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock, so that I may learn to carry this message of life and hope for my people. May my hands respect the many beautiful things you have made. My ears be sharp to hear your voice. And may I always walk in your beauty, and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunsets. So when life fades like the setting sun, my spirit will come to you without shame.
Minutes left. I just want to say thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm sure people can still hear you there, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I'll let you go,
Mike. Oh, that's my thing.
See your mic?
Yeah, I will.
All right. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. It was a full house here, full of voices. More voices, more choices here at the Medicine Wheel, of course.
Yes.
And, hey, if you didn't dig us, there's plenty of other things to check out here at CK.
Hey, don't tune in. Don't tune in.
I'm going to say this. Just go to hell.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding anymore.
Shout out to Uncle Red. Thanks for calling in and saying we're doing a great job. Because you know what? There's people out there that enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah. Yes.
And I appreciate every single one of you out there that do that, who tune in and listen to our nonsense and have a good laugh, because that's what we're here to do, is just make you laugh. For just 2 minutes of the day.
Yeah. This isn't that serious.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This isn't, if I can get serious.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This isn't
that. Lizard people.
This isn't the place to do that. Yeah. Mountains are trees.
They are trees. Chop it down with the edge of mine.
Giants are real.
All right. Stick around. We got Ian Beige coming up next. Until then, catch us in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah.
All right, peace.
Love, peace, chicken grease.